It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, and thanks for joining us for our anniversary party. A couple of other people I wanted to mention, Tom's assistants, Gina Salvati and Donna Walker, who do a great job filling in on weekends and filling in when Tom is off doing his Beyond Belief programs with me and other duties that he has. Our first guest is someone who is with me for the entire 20 years of the program, and it was with Coast to Coast, even longer than that with Art Bell. Danyon Brinkley, a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, hoorah, a New York Times bestselling author and entrepreneur. He has been a hospice volunteer since the 1980s. He's been killed off three times, but keeps bouncing back. Danyon Brinkley on Coast to Coast. Hey, my friend, welcome to the program.
Hey, George, it's great. But let me be the first person to thank you, George, and everybody that helps. Because if it wasn't you and Tommy and that whole staff coming together every night to explore so much stuff over the last 20 years and to open up people's minds and consciousness to all the variety of wonderment that makes this world and this life, instead of the drudgery of politics and all the crap we see going on. So let me thank you, and let me thank everybody who's a part of this, because watching all the things and all the people who've been on this show, and to open tonight with Ben and Natural Ways and Natural Health Care, getting people to pay attention to their health care, because the next move is going to be about everybody's health care as this stuff winds down. And so being George and being the producer and the producers who put together that opening show couldn't be better. So let me thank you for being you.
And I got to tell you, Danyon, that none of this would have been possible without guests like you, who have been a staple of the program for so many years. You've seen it all. You've seen it all.
Yeah, I am a listener. You know, I've been on Coast to Coast for 29 years, and I've seen the growth and I've seen the difference that you bring. You know, I know all the people. I've been on every one of the people who guest host, but I see the difference that you bring. I remember the Zahi, when we got Zahi on the phone and was pinning him down about what was under the Sphinx. And then they discover the Osiris Tunnel, and now it kind of disappears. And then Graham Hancock and John Anthony West and Robert Bivol, and then Raymond and Hogan. And you look at all the people that's come through this show and the amount of information that people take away, that they take away to think about. And think about 20 years ago about UFOs. Whereas now, based on the information of the people that's been on this show consistently, there's no question that they are unidentified flying objects and the fact that there are other life forms in the universe, that's literally a common knowledge among the people who listen to Coast to Coast. That becomes so important to everybody as we advance technologically. But holding on to the basic ideals and principles, mine is always about death and hospice and palliative care. And you left out the Armed Forces Network, all those people who make sure that wherever you are in the world on the Armed Forces Network, they get a chance to hear this show. And I get a chance to hear from those people, George. Those are our people, the veteran out there and the people who take action on things and actionable information. So there's a lot to be very, very proud of in this 20 years.
Well, Daniel, a lot of it is worthwhile because of what you do and contribute to this program. You've seen it all, and I don't know where we would have been had you not come back from one of those three after-death experiences. I'm glad you're with us.
Well, it's a joy to live in these times. I mean, you know, if anybody who ever read Saved by the Light know we're in box 12, the final vision. This is the last of the visions that I had from the first near-death experience, and I watched the last 20 years or the last 45 years, I've just watched it unfold, and it's like I've seen it before. And so being able to come on the show and being able to contribute my point about death and how I look at end-of-life care, palliative care, hospice, and those programs, and then think about this, for 27 years, we have done the veterans program, and for 20 years, every 11-11, we have done a show about the veterans and their programs.
Yep.
And that goes everywhere, and that shows patriotism, it shows caring, it shows concern after the fact, as well as those who are on active duty. And look at the things that you have helped and Tommy have helped support, that's not just talk on the radio at night, but actionable events that's taken place that's contributed to the quality of the life of veterans as well as everybody else who listens to Coast to Coast, because I'm a person of the night, you know, and I tune into these shows. So, you know, everybody should be thankful.
Daniel also participates in some of our live stage shows that we do around the country and just knocks the audience out of their seats with his stuff. He's funny. He's onto it. And you love those live audiences like I do.
But George, the greatest thing about those shows is you get a chance to see the people. And I laugh because remember we were in Washington or somewhere, and you get a chance to see the listeners, get a chance to see us, the people.
Yeah.
And you were looking at Ferengami suits to people who were like cavemen. They were mountain men. And I'd look out in that audience of 1,000 people and see how and who I get a chance to talk to, and they get a chance to see us. And I think it's a great idea. And if anybody gets a chance to come to one of those programs, to not miss it. And just like the Conscious Life Expo in February in L.A., like February the 10th, there, you guys are there. I'm going to be there, and so there is one more point. And then there's another thing about the other kinds of programs beyond belief that keep reaching out to people and giving them this kind of information, George. They can trust you. You do your homework. You're fast on your feet. You're very knowledgeable. You ask good questions, you know, and you give that speaker a chance to tell their story and get a chance to get their information out. And that's the nature of the greatness of what you do.
Thank you, sir. I'm really proud of you. Don't forget to mention my singing.
Well, you know what? It's pretty amazing, everybody. It's pretty amazing. The range he has, the songs that he sings, from Elvis in Vegas to Sinatra in Washington, and just as well, and putting on the costume that matches the song. People don't know that about you, George, but you can really sing, you know, and you're good and tempo. And I think the great thing about what this show does is it gives people a chance who would never make the world scene or on modern day or everyday mainstream. It gives a chance you bring on people who have great stories and great information that would never be heard of. They might have written a book that sold some, but all of a sudden they get millions of people to listen and attach to their to whatever their cause is, and then be able to participate. And the interactivity of Coast to Coast is what's so important. You know, it's so important. And think about that we have been loyal members
Absolutely.
For 20 years.
Absolutely.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way. Knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Canyons, it's fantastic. Stay with us. We're going to take calls, and I want you to join me for the next few minutes here with folks. Our first caller is Jack in Long Beach, California. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, George, and congratulations to you and your staff for the 20 years, going on 21. That's very commendable. I myself am celebrating 20 years on my my job as well.
Good for
and,
you.
And
congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. And you know, I was in the Navy just like you, George, and I was on the USS Carl Vinson, and I was in the Persian Gulf. And I want to just tell you that to thank you for your long standing service in the military, and then also for your dedication on the show, because you get us through the overnights when we're going into work or, you know, on the overnight shift. And it's everybody always at work asked me, you know, when you first started the show back in 03, they would say, was that Mr. Norrie that was hosting that show? You know, and I would say yes. And then he brings a different aspect of levity and connectivity to the show instead of some of the other hosts in the past would just say caller, you know, let's go to the caller number one, or, but you would actually say the person's name and say, you know, where they're from and relate to that person on an individual basis and thus incorporating them in the show. And that really brings, like Danian said, a point of connectivity.
Absolutely. Jack, thank you for being part of the program. Really appreciate it. And
thank you for your service too, Jack.
Oh my gosh. Our listeners are so amazing. I can't tell you how many times our guests, Danian, have said and complimented us on the quality of the phone callers of our listeners. I mean, they're experts at what they do.
And not only are they experts, you bring out that connectivity. And just like Jack said, Jack is a part of the family that's Coast to Coast, just like me. We're part of the family, and that family has power. We just have to find causes that we support and get behind them. But health care is one of the most important causes that we could ever think about getting behind, and just like you haven't been. And I would highly recommend, George, you look for not look at allopathic, but you look at complementary and integrative therapies as a series of shows to do. Get Tommy to do a series of shows so that we out here, members of this family, can look at alternative ways to better improve our health care. You know, I'm a big junkie about trace minerals, and I believe it's the basic case trace minerals in my body is how I'm able to get up from the dead so often.
Absolutely.
I have a mission. So by keeping that alternative looking methods out there can only grow the show.
Coming up on just a couple minutes left, Danian, I want to thank you for being on the program and many more years. I don't know if we can get another 20 out of this, but let's give it a shot, huh?
Well, I know I won't, but I can tell you what, it has been an absolute pleasure to be in your company and to spend 20 years with you and to be able to do shows and to be able to participate in everything that we, the people of the night, do. And I like everybody to listen to know that I love them and appreciate them very much. And I'm thankful for them for supporting this kind of information and this kind of programming. And thank you and this entire staff. The work that I see and how 20 years I have been able to watch it. And like Jack said, Art was rough and tough, and he didn't push, he didn't believe anything, as opposed to you are open to information about it and absorbing of it, and that's the point of where we all grow interconnectivity.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.